In 2017, Syracuse Jewish Family Service invited WRVO to help celebrate its 125th anniversary by recording the stories and significant lifetime experiences of Central New Yorkers. The resulting project is Story Sharing CNY, a collection of discussions between family and friends presented in their own words. Now we're sharing these stories with you. In this edition of Story Sharing CNY, Kate Mahoney talks with her friend Anne Acevedo about their friendship, which developed after Kate's medical emergency as a teenager.
It was the fall winter of 1992, and I had been undergoing chemotherapy, very aggressive protocol, for stage 4 germ cell ovarian cancer, when somewhat systematically my body started to fail with a blockage to my portal vein. So my liver and kidneys were failing, which led to fluid building up in my body. I went from about 132 to 212 pounds in, give or take, 9 hours. I went into cardiac arrest for 25 minutes. And at that point, the doctor in charge of my cancer care handed the chart to your husband, then the head of the ICU, and with my mom, rushed from the procedure room to the intensive care unit and said, you know, Russ is Kate's doctor now.
Yeah, you were profoundly, profoundly ill. It was a surprise each morning when you had survived the night. And because he has some very fond memories of when you finally survived the illness and he brought you out of your medically induced coma, his fondest memory is you came out and Christmas had come and gone while you were in your coma. And the look on your face was of wonder because you still thought Christmas was coming.
My diagnosis came over summer vacation in a town where I didn't grow up. And yes, I had friends and family and we had a support system in place. But, you know, I started a new school and 3 weeks in, I was in chemo. I had already had my first major surgery. And then before Christmas, I was back in the hospital. So I didn't have any of those normal milestones of really meeting friends or, you know, very casual conversations with other 14-year-olds.
When Russ was interviewed about the miracle, I remember a newspaper reporter at the time said, "So was it a miracle?"
Yeah.
And he said, "I can't answer that. That's right. Up to others to determine." Mm-hmm. But he said, "I can't say that." And who knows what was working through him.
Yeah.
You know, I think we can just give it up to we don't know. Maybe we're not meant to know.
Mm-hmm. I think why I'm most grateful to you is that you and Russ are of the select few who have always maintained that I am a person. And as a person, I am deserving of respect and love and dignity and all of those things. And yes, I'm the vehicle for a miracle or a miracle girl, but I'm also a patient.
Kate Mahoney, along with Anne Acevedo. This discussion was produced by WRVO with interviews recorded by StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to preserve and share humanity's stories in order to build connections between people and create a more just and compassionate world. More at StoryCorps.org.